What's up, CONCACAF soccer fans? Mike Guglielmi, Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central, here to bring you my 2022 CONCACAF Champions League preview and prediction show. Guys, we're going to talk all about this tournament coming up starting on February 15th, just a few days away, right after the intro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. CCL is back. MLS is heading offseason. Liga MX is currently playing the Clausura. We're ready for some CCL action, guys. Make sure you hit that like button down below. Hit that subscribe button as well. Turn on that bell so you don't miss any of our awesome soccer content. Let's get right into the picks. This tournament, I can't wait. I think it's going to be a hell of a tournament. And I really like some of the teams that are in from Liga MX. I really like some of the teams that are in from MLS. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's talk about the first matchup. The first one up on the top left corner. We've got Club Lyon and Gustastoya. God, my language is horrible here. But Gustastoya from Guatemala. Look, these matchups, these first-round matchups, let's be dead serious. There's not a lot of a chance for upsets. Occasionally, you'll get a Central American side that will upset a team from MLS, but usually not with Liga MX. It has happened, but very, very, very rarely, and I expect it to continue. I don't see a team like Club Lyon, who is in season, in form, getting surprised by a team from Guatemala like Gustastoya. This one's pretty simple for me. I've got the pick of Lyon to get it done against Gustastoya from Guatemala. Second matchup, we've got Seattle Sounders against Motagua from Honduras. Seattle Sounders, MLS, one of the top MLS sides in the league, period. Every single year, they're always there. They're back in CCL again this year. They've got a decent first-round matchup, though, against Motagua. This is a good team from Honduras that sometimes makes some noise in the first round of the CCL. Can they do it again? Can they surprise Seattle? The option is there because Seattle, remember, they're just starting their preseason. They're not fresh. They're fresh into their season. They're not seasoned into their games yet. So there is a chance in this one. So if you're betting, you look at that kind of stuff, there is a possibility there for Motagua to pull the upset. But over two legs, I think it's going to be just too much quality for Seattle. My pick is the Sounders to get it done, to set up a really decent second-round matchup, a replay of a League's Cup matchup from the past couple of years. And I see the Sounders getting it done. There's just too much talent. Rui Diaz up top. They just re-signed João Paulo as well. A couple other pieces. Brought in Albert Rusnak as a designated player from our RSL. This team, coached by Brian Schmetzer, is just too good for a team like Motagua. Now, the next one up, we've got another Guatemalan team going up against an MLS side instead of a Liga MX like Gustastoya, going up against Club Lyon. Colorado Rapids, a rough, rough offseason for them. They really didn't do much this offseason. Is the upset in the cards? If there's a first-round upset here, I think this might be the one. I mean, this is, I don't know too much about Comunicaciones from Guatemala. I don't really follow Guatemalan league very, very closely, so I don't know a ton about it. But look, you got a team like Colorado who has played a couple preseason games, and that's it. They haven't done much work in the offseason. There is news on the front of a possible injury out there, a big-time injury, long-term injury, that has not been announced yet. The rumors are flying on who exactly it is, but it'll be announced probably before the start of the CCL. But and then the striker position is pretty weak for the Colorado Rapids. They say they're going to sign somebody else, but they've got a game coming up in 8 days when the CCL starts up in 8 days. So I don't know if it's going to be enough time for this team to gel. If there is an upset in this one, let me be very, very clear. If there is a first-round upset between a Central American side beating an MLS or Liga MX side, this is the matchup that it will happen. However, I don't see it happening. My pick, Colorado, to get it done. They'll squeak through. It's going to be a real close tie, but I expect Colorado to move on in that first round matchup there against the Guatemalan side, Comunicaciones. Now, another debutante in the CCL, New York City against Santos. Santos coming from Costa Rica. They were the second-ranked losing quarterfinalists in the 2021 CONCACAF League. It's their first time in CCL, going up against the reigning MLS Cup champions who haven't lost too much in the offseason, haven't gained too much. Very similar team to what they were working with last year, which was a 4-seed in the Eastern Conference and a run through to win MLS Cup. New York City is prioritizing this CCL to most, you know, they're going for it. As is every single year, an MLS champion really goes after the CCL. The only concern I have with New York City right now is, one, they're in a preseason, and two, their home games aren't going to be played at Yankee Stadium, their home stadium, because it's not CONCACAF eligible. So that does concern me a little bit. They're going to be playing Santos from Costa Rica. I think they can easily beat this team from Costa Rica. I don't see any issues there. However, the game for New York City, their home leg, is going to be played at Banc of California Stadium in California. Shocking. Across the country. Yeah, they may have a little bit of traveling support, but not a ton of fans are going to be there in that building for New York City. So I'm a little bit concerned here for NYCFC in CCL. But again, in this first round matchup, I think they just have too much talent. They're just too good as a team. I think New York City gets the victory in that matchup over the two legs to set up a good matchup between Colorado Rapids and New York City in the second round and all MLS quarterfinal round. All right, so moving to the other side of the bracket now, we've got Pumas against Saprissa. Saprissa from Costa Rica, Pumas from Liga MX. Saprissa, this team is, they're always a good squad. They usually get beat in the first round by a Liga MX side, but they're a good squad. They do have some talent, so I don't think they're going to get rolled over like some people expect them to do now. But before I go get into my pick, guys, make sure you guys check out BetUS. The link is in the description as well as in the comments, guys. Check it out. BetUS, 125% sign-up bonus. You can't beat it. Up to $2,500 free money at the sportsbook. You make a deposit of $100, they're going to match your $100 with $125. That's insanity. Not to mention they've got the best odds in CONCACAF in any of the sportsbooks, man. It's not even close. My bookie was really good. We were with them for a while, but now BetUS has stepped up their game and the odds are awesome. So make sure you click that link. Go sign up. It is an affiliate program, so I would make a small portion of your first deposit and help grow the sport of soccer here in the CONCACAF region. All right, back to it now. Pumas and Saprissa. Saprissa, they're a good team, but do they have enough to beat a Liga MX side who is four games into their season, possibly five by the time the season or the CCL actually starts? I don't think so. I got to go with Pumas as my pick over Saprissa to get it done. I think Pumas gets the victory there. All right, next up, we've got the New England Revolution against Cavalli. Cavalli from Haiti. Another debutante in the CCL. This was the 2021 CONCACAF Caribbean Club Champions there of that tournament. The Revs, best team in MLS in the regular season last year. Now, this team has changed. They've lost a few players. Tejan Buchanan to Club Bruges. They'll still have Matt Turner, even though there's talks of him going to Arsenal come summertime. You lose a player like Tejan Buchanan, that's going to affect your team, no doubt about it. Well, I think it affect them enough? I don't think so. I think the Revs will easily take down the Haitians in Cavalli and get that victory. My pick is the New England Revolutions to beat Cavalli and set up a matchup against Pumas. All right, next up, the only Liga MX MLS matchup in the bracket in the first round, CF Montreal. The Montreal Impact going up against Santos Laguna from Liga MX. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Always the Liga MX, MLS first round matchups, always good. Last year we saw it with TFC and Club Lyon, and TFC pulled the upset. Yes, even that TFC team that was being led by Chris Armas, they ended up getting it done. Can Montreal do the same? Can they do the same as TFC here and get a victory over Santos Laguna? I don't know about that. So Santos Laguna loses in their last Liga MX game last night to Atlas. But man, CF Montreal, they've got a good base. They've got a lot of good young Canadians at the back, goalkeepers, defenders. Is it going to be enough to beat Santos over two legs? This is going to be a really, really tight matchup. I think probably the best matchup of the first round. So I'm hoping we'll be live for at least one of the legs there for Santos and CF Montreal. But overall, my pick in this one, I've got to lean towards the Liga MX side. I think if it was a Seattle or a New York City, I think I might lean towards the MLS team. But Montreal's just, they're not a great MLS side. So my pick in that one, I've got Santos Laguna pushing through and getting it done there for that matchup. Now, the last matchup of the first round, another debutant in the CCL, Hamilton's Forge FC from the CPL going up against Mexican Giants Cruz Azul. Man, Cruz Azul, one of the best teams in Liga MX, going up against the CPL side. I am super excited for Forge being in the CCL. They deserve it. They've been so close for a while now. Now they're finally in. But again, a team with the quality of Forge just can't get it done against a team like Cruz Azul. I got to go with Cruz Azul in this matchup. But it should be, I mean, I'm hoping that Hamilton and Forge can keep it close. I really am. I think they might be able to keep it close in that first leg at home, not get blown out. But man, when they go down to Mexico City, I expect it to get real ugly real fast. But I've got Cruz Azul getting through in the first round. So there you go. There's my first round picks. We've got Club Lyon against Seattle Sounders, Colorado Rapids against New York City. We've got Pumas and the Revolution, Santos and Cruz Azul. So let's go right back up there to the Pumas and New England Revolution game. Pumas, Liga MX side, MLS side, Revolution. Can the Revs do enough? Can the Revs do enough? I don't think so. I think Pumas gets it done just because they're in form, they're in their season. New England Revolution is not. And I think that plays a huge role in this tournament. And again, we'll talk about it a million times, and I'm sure I'll touch about it more at the end of the show. But the salary cap issues in MLS, it really restricts these teams who are fighting an uphill battle against a Liga MX side. My pick in that quarterfinal matchup is Pumas to beat the New England Revolution. Now, on the other one in that bracket, the All-Liga MX matchup, we've got Santos Laguna against Cruz Azul. Santos, not as good as Cruz Azul, especially not even right now. They haven't been for a while. It'll be a close matchup, and anybody can win this matchup. I mean, I'm going with Cruz Azul as my pick, but look, Santos can get it done. I have no doubt that that they can get it done, but it's going to be really tight. It's going to be a very good matchup, as will pretty much all of these. Once you get into the second round of CCL, you might have one surprise team here or there, but man, it is usually really, really tight matchups from that point forward. I expect Cruz Azul to get it done over Santos Laguna to get the victory in that matchup and set up a All-Liga MX semifinal on the right side of the bracket. All right, now before we head to the left side of the bracket, guys, check out our join options down below. We got awesome, awesome join options. First team starter, only $1.99 a month, guys. You're going to get your loyalty badges, your custom emojis with your national team sides. You got some MLS sides. You get your name in the scroll, which is in all of our live videos. Guys, $1.99 a month. Help support the growth of the game here in the United States and in the CONCACAF region. And we've got the designated player level as well. You're going to get all that I just talked about, plus your name in the description and 20% off of Sons of a Pitch soccer merchandise. Can't beat it, guys. Now, for the sports bettors out there, if you're looking at this video for sports betting, I've got the level just for you. The All-Star level, $9.99 a month. That's going to get you all the perks I just talked about. Plus, you're going to get access to my exclusive picks every single week for MLS as well as for CCL. Picks for over-unders, prop bets as in a player to score, my parlay picks, BTTS. We do it all here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. So check out those memberships. Hit that little blue join button down below. All right, so now back to the left side of the bracket. We've got a Liga MX versus MLS matchup in Club Lyon against the Seattle Sounders. That matchup in the League's Cup, Seattle beat Lyon. I expect them to come out and do it again. Seattle Sounders have been prioritizing CCL now for a while, and I really think this is the time for them to get it done against the Liga MX side. Seattle Sounders, it's going to be tough to play against a team like Lyon, but I think if there's any Mexican team that an MLS side can beat, that is the one. Club Lyon is not very strong. My pick, Seattle Sounders, to get the victory over Club Lyon and have the first MLS upset, so to say, over Liga MX. Now, in the other semifinal, right below it, Colorado Rapids, New York City Football Club. The Rapids, who have had a horrible offseason, going up against the reigning MLS Cup champions, it seems pretty easy. But again, it's just like the Santos Cruz Azul matchup on the other side of the bracket, right? You've got two MLS sides. This matchup could be tight. It's going to be tight. But I guess that it will be very close. I don't see either team blowing out the other side. But for New York City, they're reigning MLS Cup champions. The only thing that I can see holding them back is the fact that they won't be playing at home. Who knows where they're going to play that second leg? Will it be at the Bank of California Stadium in L.A.? Will they make Colorado travel out to L.A.? Will they, you know, where are they going to play that game? That, it really comes into the picks here, but I just think there's just too much talent for New York City, your reigning MLS Cup champs, over the Rapids. I got to go with New York City here, even though that looming question is there. But my pick, I'm going New York City over Colorado. So there you have it, guys. There's the semifinals now. They're set. One side, Liga MX, Pumas, and Cruz Azul. The other side, Seattle Sounders, New York City. So all MLS, all Liga MX. Hey, I'd love to see it. That means we're definitely going to get an MLS side into the final, which is always exciting. I love watching that CONCACAF final when there's a chance for MLS to break that curse of this current version of the CONCACAF Champions League. Now, New York City and Seattle Sounders. Where do you go with this one? Two of the best teams in MLS, hands down. New York City, obviously reigning MLS Cup champions. Seattle Sounders, they've won like two or three MLS Cups in the past few years. They've been in a lot of MLS Cups. This team is always really, really good. They did get upset in the playoffs last year by RSL, but that was in penalties. Seattle Sounders, New York City, this would be an unbelievable matchup in the semifinal for a berth of a finals berth in the CCL. I can't wait for this matchup. New York City, again, this is where the questions come into play. I think without that home stadium, that really, really hurts this team. Now, Seattle, they're going to be gunning for it. This team, I think New York City, really, they can overcome not having a home field advantage against a team like Santos from Costa Rica. They can do it against a weaker team in MLS like Colorado. Can they do it against the Sounders? I don't think so. I think the Sounders, this is the determining factor in my pick. I think if it was being played their home leg in New York City in Yankee Stadium, I think that would sway my pick to put New York City over Seattle to put them into the final. But I'm going with Seattle. My pick is the Sounders to get it done. I think they beat New York City, and the reign of Seattle continues. This team just, although they haven't had much success in CCL as of late, they continue to have success in MLS, and they've got a hell of a team. I expect them to beat New York City in an unbelievable matchup, guys. One of the best matchups the entire tournament, if it comes to fruition. Now, again, remember, the only matchups we know are these first-round matchups. After that, this is all just projection. Now, on the other side of the bracket, we've got Pumas, we got Cruz Azul, the All-Liga MX matchup. Cruz Azul, in my opinion, the better team over Pumas. Form? Right now, Cruz Azul, as of time of recording, Cruz Azul has the better form. Again, we're recording this in the beginning of February. We've got a while before this would actually happen. So, you're looking at like April, March, April, May. This is still, things can change immensely here. So Cruz Azul is my gut pick here over Pumas. But again, this is another matchup that's going to be so tight, so fun to watch. Great over two legs with two very good Liga MX sides. So my pick, though, I'm going with Cruz Azul to get it done. That sets up the final of Seattle Sounders against Cruz Azul from Mexico City. Again, the first leg is April 21st through 25th. The second leg, May 3rd through 5th. A two-legged final. One MLS side, one League MX side. I'm telling you, even if this happens, I'll be excited. Just to get another MLS team into the CCL final would be fantastic. Guys, before I give you my pick of champion, make sure you guys hit that like button down below. Hit that subscribe button as well. Turn on that bell so you don't miss any of our awesome soccer content. Guys, whether we're doing weekly recaps every Monday for all of the MLS games, whether it's live stream reactions, hoping to do two a week now, FIFA videos, FIFA 22 SOP soccer videos as well. We've got picks and predictions. So every week for MLS, I do my picks and predictions. Guys, tons of awesome soccer content. Make sure you join the community and hang out with us here at Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. All right, so Seattle Sounders, Cruz Azul. Here's your final. Sounders, can they pull it off? Can they be the first team in the modern era of CONCACAF Champions League and get the trophy? Or will Cruz Azul continue Liga MX's dominance? Man, this is going to be a great, great final. I think Sounders really match up well with a team like Cruz Azul. This would be absolutely fantastic. But Cruz Azul, again, it all comes down to what I've talked about year in and year out since I started this podcast and this YouTube channel. Like, God, what is it, 4.5, 5 years ago now? Has it been that long? My Lord, 4 years. Look, it comes down to the fact that the Seattle Sounders, they're bringing guys off the bench that are making $200,000, $150,000. Cruz Azul's bringing guys off the bench that are making $1.5 million. They have DPs coming off the bench. The rules in MLS hurt their teams in this tournament. So not only are you playing in the beginning of the year where you're not quite in form yet, you haven't really gotten going in your season, you're fighting an uphill battle with that. You're also fighting an uphill battle with that salary cap. And I will just continue to say it. And I really hope that MLS can make that breakthrough. Maybe this is the year. I really hope it is, because I am an MLS fan. But I just can't see it happening until the rules start changing and these MLS teams can start spending more money on more players. I'm not talking about your Toronto FCs who sign a Lorenzo Insigne and spend $10 million a year on salary on them. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. All teams have that option. But when you're talking about players 4 through 11, that's where the question marks arise. 11 through 15 in MLS, that's where they arise. So for me, I can't pick an MLS team until those rules start changing. My pick to win the CCL in 2022, Cruz Azul of Mexico. I think they start out with a victory over Forge. They beat Santos and Pumas and then take out their first MLS side in the final. Cruz Azul, your 2022 CONCACAF Champions League champions. That's my pick. Now, make sure you guys let me know down in the comments, who do you think is going to win this tournament? Let it know. Hey, put it down on paper, guys. Put it down in the comments. That way it's there. So when you pick it right, everybody's going to be like, damn, that person picked it right. So let me know who your pick is in there, in those comments. And look, we'll be live for some of these games coming up on the first legs of these first round matchups. Haven't decided which matchups I'm going to do live yet, but we're going to do at least two in that Tuesday through Thursday range, and can't wait to get started on that. So guys, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button as well. Good luck to your team. If your team's in CCL, good luck to your team, and we'll see you guys real soon on our next live stream reaction. So before we end this episode, want to do a quick sponsor break followed by John Donovan and his fire update for the offseason. John, take it away. This episode of Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, brought to you by Nice Premium Iceland Pure Spring Water. Also by Donovan Food Brokerage, a sales and marketing firm focused on food service sales in the Midwest. And lastly, by Skira, Icelandic spring water available at your local 7-Eleven.
Mike, John Donovan here. Love talking about the MLS and the Chicago Fire. There's been, Mike, it's almost been as if the Chicago Fire closed shop. There has been absolutely no news about the Fire. They signed Zhizhnov a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple of interviews by Zhizhnov about the move, but that is about it. His English is good. He's 31, 32 years old. He's a left-sided fullback. I believe he's picked to replace Calvo. I kind of hate, Mike, them replacing all of these open spots with older Europeans. It doesn't look good for the squad or the team or the league. I don't think Heinze has many contacts outside of that basal German area. His scouts are obviously not turning in any good players. The players that they turned in 2 years ago from South America turned into a disaster. So he's got Zhizhnov coming in, and there's word out that he has made a deal with an ex-Basel player, 30-year-old Shakira, who has a little bit of a history. I mean, an illustrious history. He played for Liverpool, played for Inter Milan, played for Basel. Of course, you have to have that Basel connection. His last stop was Lyons in France, or Lyon in France, and they must not have thought too much of him. He's a left wing. They only featured him 9 times out of 23 games this year, but they paid $13.5 million for him. So he somehow or another he's got a mystique that people feel he should be a lot better than he's performing on the field. I think he had 2 goals for Lyon. He's got 5 real fancy sporting cars. He's got a hot model girlfriend from Albania. But he's a left wing, and that's an area that the Fire are desperate for. They have no scoring. I watched a bit of that preseason game against Minnesota, and there was no scoring. There was no offense. Hopefully they can get Brian Gonzalez back and get him into creating that offense that they so desperately need up in the front. Defense looks kind of solid, but the midfield and if that forward line busts down, it's going to be a long season, Mike. And they have Klopas on the bench, so not exactly a lucky charm. So love to do this. Glad to be back, Mike. I'll get something together. I'm going to be at the Miami game, so I'm really looking forward to the report after that. Take care, Mike.